golden nuggets so we can be effective in our ministry. And we're so thankful for him making the adjustment. We are recording our workshop this morning, and we have our microphones available. So if you have a question, you just raise your hand, and we're able to get you the mic so that we can be able to pick up your voice with our recording device this morning. So we are so thankful for you all attending, and we are here to assist as well as to help. So thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. We're going to have prayer. Then after we have prayer, we're going to ask for the Gladius Senior to come and to help us this morning with our workshop. So let us pray. Father, we thank you, the Lord, for your grace, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. Thank you, God, for your awesomeness and your power. We thank you, God, for this opportunity to be able to talk to you this morning. Continue to forgive us our sins, whether it's thought, word, or deed. Now, God, we just pray that you work with us during our workshop. God, as we learn more and more about you, God, we want to please you. We want to be able to let our light shine, to be effective in ministry. Because, God, at the end of the day, we want to be able to hear your voice saying, well done. God, we want to be able to prepare your people for discipleship. We want to be able to help them grow in who you are. We thank you right now for our presiding elder. Use them in a very powerful way. Use us, God, to be practical Christians. We claim it in Jesus' name. Let the Lord say amen, amen, amen. At this time,
I think so. Yes, it's on. Can you hear me? John, the 21st chapter, the 15th through the 17th verses. After they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than those other do? Yes, Lord, he answered. You know that I love you. Jesus said, said to him, take care of my lamb. The second time Jesus said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, he answered. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep. The third time Jesus said to Simon, son of John, do you love me? The Bible said that, I'm going on. But Peter said, see, Peter was sad. I said Peter was mad. Keep asking me that same thing. Because Jesus had asked him the third time, do you love me? So he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, take care of my sheep. What is the class leader system? What is a class leader? The class leader system was set up by John Wesley, who began the Methodist persuasion, and the founder of the Methodist Episcopal Church in 1736. And then Richard Allen, the founder of the Free African Society in 1787, now known as the AME Church, when he set it up, when he opened the doors of Bethel. And there's some things we could talk about that, but we won't. But he met with some people from different states in 1816 and found the African Methodist Episcopal Church. They adopted the class leader system and wanted to be established in every local church to give the members to give in account of their spiritual growth and have an oversight of the community and broke them up into small groups, 12 in some cases, may be a limbo. Richard Allen adopted the class leader system as a proxy pastor to nourish the members spiritual lives and maintain a good rapport with the community. In the 19th century. Jesus said, take care of my sheep, my lamb's sheep. What is the class leader in the AME church? They are sub-pastors who are appointed by the pastor. It's the sub, the pastor is still the pastor. But he appoint these people to lead small groups. Why? I always tell people, the pastor cannot run the church by himself. Awesome. He needs somebody with them. But I always laugh about it. We don't need somebody who's going to outrun him. The class leader system in the AME church. Each and every AME church ought to have a class leader system. A class leader is a person that has a devotion with God and a personal relationship with God and that church they are in. Psalm 1, faith is being challenged by the devil. And I say it all the time. I got to 89, I retired and said, Shonda, you got the devil in the choir. You got the devil in the first row. You got the devil in the offices. You even got the devil sitting in the pew. But most of all, you got the devil sitting right there. I'm not talking about you, Pastor. I'm talking about no devil. But the devil gets in one of the members. It can spread. I used to work for an Italian when I was a little boy. They had those little independent stores on corners. And every day he told me when I came in to remove the bad apples. And I asked him why. He said, because the bad apples will run the rest of that. Therefore, we need a class leader. We need somebody who's close enough to God and mature enough when somebody's faith is about to fail them that you can go to them and with God's word and be able to establish it with them that God is still in charge of the church regardless of what. To the class leader system in the AME church. The class leader system is supposed to be one of the leading boards in the church. At one point, the class leader system was and still can be a beacon in the AME church. Growing up in the AME Church, I thought a class leader was nothing but a dues collector who went around to show members, especially one that was slow in giving their gifts to the church. I remember passing a church. They called it the class leader system. They took up a public offering, but you would go to your class leader. Or your class leader would come to you, and he or she would collect your offering or your tithe. Every Monday night they would meet, and each one of the class leaders report how much they had collected from their class, not only for the church, but for the pastor penny. We'll get to that at the bottom. But I had an awakening when I had this church. I thought it was doing well. But I had an awakening when I had a class leader that went to one of the members' house, did not even say good evening or good morning to the lady. I believe he went there with his chest stuck out. I'm brother so-and-so and so, the class leader. You hadn't been to church in a while and you hadn't paid no dues. I came by to collect some dues from you. She put him out of her house. Called me and told me some things that I wouldn't dare tell you about him, what she would do to him if I sent him back there again. Something came to me. What is a class leader? A class leader is more than just collecting money. A class leader's job is more important than just collecting dues. A class leader is to monitor the spiritual welfare of members of his or her class. Take care of my sheep, Jesus told Peter. Class leader. Now let's look at that class leader. What is the class leader role? And I want to pass out. Farther than that. Yes, ma'am. Read a little loud. Oh, you want what? Did she say watch over your pocket? How are they getting along spiritually? Some people in the church don't care what you say, it's not spiritually happy. That's a good time when that class leader, not you just sit up here on Sunday morning and say, I'm a class leader, just check on their members and see how they are doing. Because some people are hurt and we don't know it. But they might go to that class leader, might go to their house and talk to them, not knowing themselves. Ask them how they're doing. You'll be able to deal with them one-on-one. I'm not going to tell you my problem. I laugh about it, but it's not funny. That man got to church, prayed, told them everything about himself and the problem he was having. 15 minutes later, everybody in the community knew his problem. And he didn't want that. But if we can pass we'll get to that point in a minute, too. Pastor, or the class leader, especially the class leader. Pastor don't know everything. That class leader can sit down with that person and help them if they can. I tell people all the time that people think that you can go to the preacher with anything. But if you got something, you need to go to a psychiatrist with too. class leader can help you one-on-one. And class leader, don't go back and tell everybody, even your wife or your husband, what that person told you. Any question? Any question?
Pastoral partners. They assist the pastor by informing them of members of their class who are sick, in need, or experiencing bereavement.
What did it say? After they have went to that person, I'm going to get to the other question. After they went to that person, they ought to go to the pastor, not only to the pastor to and tell him, but they ought to take the pastor back so they can do some spiritual counseling, spiritual praying, and some spiritual waking up. Now, as a presiding elder, I had a pastor. Pastor don't know everything. He don't have no magic sheet. Pastor don't have no magic ball. What you call them things? Them people have crystal ball. He don't know everything. I had a pastor that one of the members got seriously mad, got real mad with him. My daddy passed. Pastor didn't see nobody all that week. Nobody told him that she had passed. But her daddy had passed. The pastor, when he found out about 2 days before the funeral, she was heartless mad with the pastor. He was a member of another church. He asked her, when is the funeral? She said, look in the paper about the obituary. But if they had had a class leader system, that class leader could have notified the pastor of that death. Somebody at home, the pastor hadn't seen since Sunday, have taken sick. That class leader could, they inform with their members of their class and can let that pastor know that that person is sick. Well, simply what I'm saying here, the pastor needs some arms and legs in the church. He or she can't do it all by themselves. He could go, they wouldn't used to say when they got sick or anything like that. You didn't just tell the pastor. You took the class, you took the pastor back with them to see about them, if they were sick or if there was a bereavement. Questions are coming. Y'all getting quiet on me. Number three.
Spiritual coach. They are tasked with inquiring how each member's soul prospers, advising, comforting, exhorting them to work out their own salvation.
I can't work it out for you. Pastor can't work it out for you. You can't work it out for you. But you can give them spiritual advice. I don't care how much I do. Told my strong. I don't care what you told your class. You got to work out your own soul salvation, but I can help you a little bit on the way. I can tell you Jesus loves you, but it won't work until you find out yourself that Jesus loves you. I can help you to realize that Jesus loves you by letting you know what thus says the Bible through prayer, through loving each other, loving enough on you to let you know. I just wanted to give you advice. I just want to be a cheerleader to help you along your way. Any questions?
To some pastors who are acting, I call them acting like class leaders. There's a pastor in this area, every time that he sees me, he wants to pray with me. And that's fine. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. But I'm just wondering whether, and I don't know whether he has class leaders at his church or not. Is how common is that?
I see it quite often, but me personally, I don't just want to walk up to somebody and say, let me pray with you. I might ask you, can I pray with you? Because when you look at prayer, God, you serve. I want you to pray for me. Please pray for me. But I don't want you need to pray for me every time you see me. I think that's what you're saying. Therefore, where do the class need to come in? If I go to your house, how do we say it? Pastor, tell me about it. Pray in secret. Everybody sitting here thinking for the hugging myself, I fall out sometime. You got that wrong. But I'm not going to tell you. But I want to tell God. I still say, pray for me. I want to. Understand what I'm saying? Think bad of me. Don't think bad of me. Now, I thought your hand would come up. What's the next one, Hattie? Okay.
Small group facilitators.
Okay,
the class leader meets regularly with their group to promote spiritual growth and accountability.
We don't do it now. But we can, we have methods now, different things now. I just don't, I started saying something about that, the album a little long. But we have Zoom now. We have conference calls. What's wrong with a class leader setting up their class to have a Zoom meeting with their class members to find out what their needs are as a group? We talked about the personal group, but what about the group? What about all of our, what about our needs? All our needs are not the same, but can we bring our needs together and put them in a package for God? I know what I want out of John Chapel, but I don't know what Sister Constance Jones wants. Maybe our wants are the same. Might not be the same, but maybe it's a want that we need in the church. I have no problem with the church growing, but especially in grace. So we need the class leader. They used to do it. They don't do it now. They meet about once a quarter. Not every week, not every night, but once a quarter. Once every 3 months, they get their classes together and see how their classes feel about the church, feel about the growth of the church, feel about the spiritual part of the church. Any questions coming? Yes, Doc.
A lot of times people want to do more for the church, but they're being stressed out by their life, the things that are going on, pulling in different directions. So it becomes kind of confusing as to how much they can make a commitment to the church. Kids, and you're working, and so as a class leader, I might be saying, "Hey, I want you to be here," and they say, "Hey, I need to take off," and that confrontation, able to try to get people coming in, pull them in. You know, so in other words, are trying to see that we bring them in. You're talking about having meetings. Sometimes just trying to get them to come to church on a regular basis is a challenge.
I think I understand what you're saying. You're saying that you might be busy with your family.
Yeah. It could be. They are.
I'm not trying to cut down, but I've never been too busy to serve God. Raising my children, I remember. When I was a boy, my mama used to send us to Sunday school. When one of the old ladies in the church told her, "You ought to bring your children to Sunday school," she said, "Well, I got to get them ready for Sunday school. Get them ready in time. You come to Sunday school." The simple thing I'm saying is that God is the maker. God gave you the children. God gave you your family. Take time out, even take some time out at home and have a little session with your family. But God, most of all, take out time to serve God. That ought to be the first thing in your, whatever you do, is to serve God. I got a family. I had 5 kids. God knows my wife did more for them than I did. Because I was always busy. I was working a job and pastoring. But we all went to church on Sunday morning. That's where a class leader can come in and try to be, to tell people, to convince them. That the first thing you ought to do, especially in the morning like I do, is praise God. And if God allowed you to make it until Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, you ought to bring your family out together and praise God. But that's what they said, a family that stays together. Pray together, stays together. I hope I answered your question. I'm not sure. Okay.
Church, what's happening and not happening in the church, and you're trying to facilitate them
other than to talk about the class, you want to talk about Pastor White. Because you don't like him. Most time, that's what it is. They need it for that. He recording.
Just to follow up on what Dr. Brought up, one of the, I've been a class leader many years in a different church, not John's Chapel, but one of the things that seemed to work with the way that our community is so diverse now, people are looking at church from home and not always coming, and the way that things have changed a little bit from the traditional church manner, it seemed to be oftentimes where your group meeting would be one-on-one. And I was just wanting to see what you thought about having a one-on-one meeting with your members in your group as opposed to always trying to bring everybody together. And that's where sometimes you get those conflicting comments that are negative, and you're trying to keep everybody on board in a positive way, and then you've got somebody there just to complain. What I'm asking is the one-on-one meeting with each member as opposed to trying to get everybody together sometimes, is that doable?
You can have a better meeting together if you have met one-on-one. That making sense? Remember we said something to do, he said that to check on your spiritual, give an account of your spiritual welfare. If you spiritually happy, what do you want? And we're going to get to the point down here, we're going to see it too, that a class leader got to be mature enough. We got too many people in church like to play. But we need some mature class leader that you have a problem. We said up here, meet on the prison one-on-one. Then that's the time I can deal with you. And hope about time we get to that class leader meeting that we're going to have, that class meeting we're going to have, that you might be on board. And if you're not, you still can still work on that person. You know how they feel. I hope that did I answer that? I don't know. Okay. And other questions on that? Where are we? Number what? Oh, that's just John.
Now, it says about the one-on-one, the ones that come to church, I just talk to them here. But the ones that don't come to church, that's the one I really try to get in touch with. So I can see why they're not coming to church. And what can I do to try to help them to come to church? So I know I'm supposed to have a meeting, but my outlook is on the ones that's not coming than the one that's here.
If you read the above as well, you'll see that you are, about time you get to your class meeting, you already ought to have met one-on-one with each one of the members of your class. You ought to have, and I know everybody is not going to be on board with everything, but if you do it one-on-one, well, they might tell you what their thoughts are. That's where the process, the sub-pastor come in. They can help that pastor. So you know sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so is not happy. They don't like what you did. I know don't. If somebody said they love everything the pastor do, they tell a lie.
Just render a quick visual. As much as possible, to stay in that group setting for accountability reasons, because things are changing now, things are shifting, the environment is shifting with that one-on-one. It's good to have one-on-one, but let's be mindful of accountability, the people that we're dealing with, the whole nine yards, because your word against my word is kind of sticky in this environment, this climate that we're in. The other phone was ringing. He said, that's my baby. And then he come back to identify who was his baby. He said, what? My daughter. You see that?
Yeah,
just that fast, he had identified his baby. Because the setting is, somebody can leave out saying something else.
That was my woman.
Exactly. Good.
Gotcha, 100%. 101, you can identify. But the group can sanctify. The Lord just gave that to me.
The thing is getting the group together. I know it's something I got to work on, but this late day in the time, I've been trying to do it.
Because
this is the first.
I learned a long time ago, I don't care if you got just 13, somebody's not going to show up. Go and have your meeting with your group. Don't worry about that person that is not going to show up. Like somebody just said, not too long ago, I think Doc said, and somebody said, I got to take care of my child tonight, or something like that. They might not be in, but go and have your group meet. You got Zoom. I don't know how to get on it, but I got a daughter that know how. She helped me have my Zoom meeting with my class.
Yeah, I was thinking about that people come, and you have some people that come on the meeting, they just want to tear the meeting up, you know. I'm going to get them told and that, and, you know, and start a big ruckus. How would you handle that in the meeting?
That's a rough, that's a good question, but it's a rough thing to do. Basically, the thing that I would handle it, I would listen to them. And I would try to, most of them come there, they already got their mind made up. But I try to convince them. And then some just told me, sometime I might be wrong. But that class leader can come to me and we can talk about it. Some preachers not gonna let you talk to them about nothing, but we're not gonna get in there. But listen at them. Let them vent. But the best thing to do is let it alone. Don't even deal with it. The more you deal with it, the more cold all that the old folks used to say. You're going to pull on it. If some people come there, preachers say, well, but most people come, some people come there, they come there to do what you just said, tear it up. But don't deal with it. And if you don't deal with it long enough, it'll go away. But deal with it through prayer. Still deal with it through prayer. Got to pray. Some things that you just, if you say something about it, you're gonna make it worse. I was teaching Bible class once, and that lady came there. She came there. I don't know what she came there for, but every time I said something, she asked her, she had something else to add to it. Another question would be that, but what about this? The same thing. That. If you just listen to them. I don't care what you think about them or what they think about you. Listen to them. I got my rights just like you have your rights. But when it's over with, you do the right thing. Our time almost up, y'all. Can we read? Can we go? Which one are we on now? No one tell. That again. I think that just answered that other question. Read that again.
The class leader is expected to model holiness of heart and life, be well versed in the Bible, and serve as an experienced godly monitor to the class.
You got to be holy first before you can tell somebody else what to do. You got to have some kind of experience with yourself, with God. And I don't mind that I don't have time to give you many things that I've been through that I know God brought me through it. But we got to have a right relationship with God ourselves, what I'm trying to say, before we can tell somebody else what thus says the Lord. Am I making sense?
What you're saying, we have to believe by ourselves before we try to convince somebody else to believe.
That's true. You got to. Excuse me to keep using the pastor, but I'm chopping on him. And he get up on Sunday morning to preach Sunday school. Let me let you alone. Sunday school. This is the superintendent. You come to Sunday school, assistant superintendent, or whoever it is in Sunday school, the teacher. They can't teach you what they don't believe. I got to believe. I can't tell you to go somewhere I don't know how to go or hadn't been. I got to believe myself. If I believe in John Sharp, if I believe in Reverend White, if I believe in the stewards and trustees of the church, then it would be more of an effective church as a leader. You got to have a cheerleader. You got to have cheerleaders. A football game. That cheerleader not only gives some strength to the team, but he gives to the people who are supporting that team. The cheerleader. Oh, how much. That cheerleader can play a big part. Isn't it? I want to say some more, but we just about to. He said 1 hour, and maybe we can do it again sometime, because I wanted to do some role modeling, but I don't think we're going to be able, we won't be able to do that today. Read the last one there, please, ma'am.
Financial accountability.
That's what I'm talking about.
Class leaders play a key role in ensuring members are faithful in their financial obligations, which include receiving donations for the support of the pastor, the church, and the pool.
I decided once that I would go with the class leader, one of the class leaders in the church I was pastoring. I would go with them to see the members of their class. And just more. I would go with him. I told him, now we not dealing with nothing, no money. We just going to go by and see about that person. several classes, members' houses. We talk to them about their spiritual lives. If they were a little slow, we talk to them about how the church needed them, but they needed the church more. We talk to them about how they could enrich their spiritual lives. Never spoke of, not one time, about a dime. They ain't saying about you want to send us some more money back by us. But you'd be surprised that Sunday, how many people showed up for church by going by checking on them. You'd be surprised how much money we bought back and didn't ask for it. Wait a minute, Pastor, brother, sister, I hadn't paid no tithes and dues in a while. Let me give it to you now. We didn't ask for it. All we went by, a class leader is to look at the soul of a person. I'm not going to tell you what my brother-in-law said. But he said church was asking for so much money, he said, I ain't going to give my blank thing. But when that preacher got through preaching, that class leader and the members got through showing what they know about God, he opened his pocket up and gave him that amount of money he asked for. God can open the pocketbook up more faster than you or myself can do it. That's all I'm trying to say. Look out for the welfare of the people.
Yes. That's ensuring. So, I don't know, does that mean we try to maybe we take some envelopes in there and just kind of
don't deal with that envelope. I'll go up thinking that our class leader was nothing but a dues collector. Let them deal with it.
So we should change this up from the way this is written.
Say that again.
We should change this up from the way this is written.
Why is it written?
Because it says the key role in ensuring members are faithful in their financial obligations. Ensuring.
You've got an obligation to the church. Church got an obligation to you, but you got an obligation to the church. If I teach you right, if I come to you right, you will see that you have an obligation and then you would do it. Now, it is, yes, they are obligated to make sure that the church receive what they have. And in the middle, they also make sure that the pastor get a little stipend. Get a little stipend out of it. But I understand what you're saying. But you don't just go to them. Don't leave it out because it's already in there. That we can only ask. I'll tell you this. I don't think I can do a preach talk.
He's talking about like with our relationship with our class members, and if you miss a visitation like two or three times, they will call you and say, "Come by and pick up my offering, my tithes." You got a good relationship with them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pastor. They will do that if they got a good relationship. Now, Bishop Hendry McNeil Turner, one of the four horsemen of the church, strongly championed the class leader system in the AME church. He referred to the class leader system as next to the word of God. That's it. next to the Word of God. Class leader is a very important to the church. Doctor, you all need to stand here and take that offering. Pastor, you need to tell them that when I tithe, you need to do that. But when, but if you, that class leader got that person all roused up, and then they don't mind. They know why they need to give their tithe. They know why they ought to be able to do what they do, because you have been a cheerleader. You got them raised up about God. That's the thing that's going to count. As I tell my brother-in-law, the word, God's word, was the thing that opened his pocketbook. Our spiritual leadership as class leaders would open up more pocketbooks than we ever thought we could ever open. Whether you believe it or not. All thing I ask that, let me say, Bishop Anderson, I know we remember him. Those of us who followed him, he once was a bishop here. In his address to the 1992 General Conference, said that we ought to reenact strongly the class leader system. Why? Because the class leader system will work. I declare I know what I'm talking about. If your class leader do their job, if a class leader is spiritual, if a class leader is mature enough, when they walk into difficulties, you're going to do that. You know, you're spiritual enough and you're mature enough in God that you can try to help that person. You can't just tell them to do it. You got to try to help them to get where they need to get. And I declare, now, I wish he was here because I wanted to say something about it. My class leader, Sister Crawford, she don't know how good it made me feel when she came up to me and told me, "How you doing, Elder? I'm your class leader." And right out there in that festival, she lifted my spirit. That was a class leader. That's our job, to lift the spirits of people on small groups. And I tell anybody, you can do more with a small group than you can with a whole full church full of people. Thank you, Pastor. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to meet today. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us something that we might be able to uplift your church and your people. Lord, speak to us. Speak through us and speak to others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before I give it back to the pastor, any questions? Any questions? It's begging your hand, Pastor. I hope I said something.
Great job. Outstanding. We're going to hear from Dr. Thompson, and after Dr. Thompson, we'll be able to close out with Pastor White. Come on, Dr. Thompson. Amen. You put it together. Amen. For our class leader. Yes, ma'am.
We can develop a list. Yes. Within the next 2 weeks, you'll have that. I can't promise about it tomorrow. So I say within the next 2 weeks, I will pass out to each one of you the class leaders and their contact information. What I've provided for you is a listing of what we have as your active members in your class. So many of you can see that those numbers that you've seen before have been reduced. Now, the one person here who has the most members is Sister Constance Jones of active members. I think she has 20. The average is about 15 to 17. So we'll be working to try to deal with that as well. And I particularly wanted to put certain people with the new members of our church, those of you who are seasoned, so that they will be able to become involved. And when they ask questions about John's Chapel, you'll be able to respond appropriately. Any other information you need from me?
Yes, I have to say that now, when I was growing up as a young man, thank God for various class leaders in different areas. I was struggling at the time. I did not know where to go and what to do. A class leader helped me get my job, first job, when I was struggling. I see some of our young people out there don't know what to do, but we need class leaders just to talk to them. I still say, and we were just shooting the breeze, but for some reason, the spirituality hit. He said, go, will you come to church with me? Or I'll see you next time here, church. And I did that. Now, one friend of mine after he saw me what they were doing. I think it was the Baptist church at that time, but they called them cell group. It's the same thing as the class leadership. He would say, well, we got members who can do mechanic work, paint work, various stuff. Dr. Nichols, we have a member who's a dentist. We have a member who can do it just about anything. You don't have to go outside. You can go in here. And what I was thinking when Dr. Nichols asked about the insurance, it don't have to be nothing. Y'all bring it up. Would you do in secret God will reward you openly? Yes, take up. Don't let nobody get you know that you are taking something like a tie envelope, put it in your pocket, and then you can, if they ask, you can pawn it out. If they don't, you can't do it.
That when Jesus rose from the dead and the disciples saw him in that upper room, wherever it was, and when they realized that he was alive, they believed it. But what did Peter say? I go a fishing. He was going right back to doing what he was doing before the resurrection. That's the reason Jesus Christ had to teach them. Teach class leaders. Teach members what to do. I'll do that.
No, that's fine. That's what we're here today to Many of you have been class leaders for some time and you have your own way of doing things, but a refresher is probably what this is, and refreshers are sometimes good for the soul to remind you of the kinds of things that you should be doing as a class leader. Now, we have one class, we have two classes that the class leaders, one is ill. That's my class leader. And I said to Pastor, I'm going to temporarily take over that class for her. Sister Lois Balkins is in a rehab facility. I'm looking for somebody to temporarily take over her class. And if not, then Pastor and I will arm wrestle how we will handle that. I do not want to disperse Sister Balkins' members across the rest of us if I can help it. I want to find somebody who can come in and step in. And if she gets back, then fine. If she does not get back, then we'll be looking for someone to take over that class. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Your pastor. Yes, that's your pastor. It's okay, we got time. Well, but there's consolation in getting old. She's in Tennessee now. Her niece has her in Tennessee, close to her. And Lois Walker, yes. So we're working. Yes, ma'am. Can ask Pastor and Sister Marge and Brother Britt that somewhere in our program we can state that class leaders, that the class leaders have their listing of person, and if you have not been contacted in X number of days or weeks, then you can contact someone, either me or Pastor. And we can direct them to the their class leaders. But class leaders are expected to reach out to those individuals. As an elder said, when Sister Crawford walked up to him and said, I'm your class leader, made him feel that's, as I understand it, the way that it should be approached. But we'll make it work the best way that we possibly can. Yes, exactly, because the class that you have now, if those persons are looking for another person, I'm not going to call that person's name, but if they were looking for another person, they're not going to see that. So yes, that might be the most efficient way to handle it, to indicate that there have been some changes in class leaders, so that once you person gets a call from you, they will recognize, okay, now you are my class leader versus the other person. Yes, we can do that. Okay? And as you contact folk, you know, and we find out those people that I'm saying are active now, we find out that they are no longer active or that they have gone to another church, let us know so that we can, Presiding Elder Marshall said to us some time ago, when we were talking about whether we, how should we purge our list, as you know that the fourth quarter every year, the stewards are to purge with the pastor the list of people in the church. He suggested that we keep those folk on roll, and so the other listing that you had at all the people who were on your list. And some of you are saying, well, I'm going to pick on Brother Simmons, since he and I are about the biggest ones in here. He would always say, I got 30-some people. Well, there were 30-some people on his list, but I think when he gets his list, when he picks it up, he's going to see roughly 20 people. Okay? That we have in our system that are supposed to be active. Now, I know that there are some people on Sister Simmons' list who are no longer living here in Enterprise. The reason I know is because a week ago, one of the young ladies walked up to me and said, how is John's Chapel? And when I looked and saw her name tag, I recognized the fact that she was once a member of our church, and she was saying, well, I work for AEA. We were at a lobbying rally for retired teachers. So there are some people that our records say that they are active that have moved away. We just need to know that so that we can put them into our space. We're not throwing them away. We're going to keep them on the roll. But to keep you from having to go down and with all those folk, what I have for you there is a listing of those that we have that are active. And if we need to change that, we can. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Sister Betty. Yeah, Sister Betty Simmons, not Marge. So Sister Betty, as she would say, Sister Betty Jean Simmons.
That's a good way too. The class needs to know. If Pastor didn't know, you didn't know too. That person was a member. If that class leader was in contact with that class, they would know it.
Yes.
That's another good thing for the class.
Right.
Go ahead.
And that's fine. Now, one last thing. Class leaders, I noticed in the office that we have a few disciplines that have not been paid for. I encourage each and every class member, each and every steward, each and every trustee to get a copy of the Indoctrination of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, I think is the correct title. And I believe that, when I don't believe that, they are $35. And so Pastor has them, Presiding Elder Marshall delivered them to us a couple of months ago. So if you want to get one of those, please, ma'am, please, sir, see the pastor. Or just put your money on the envelope, and we'll see that you get it. Okay? Are there other questions? If not, I certainly want to thank you for taking time out this Saturday morning. If you, like I did, tried to come through town, you found out that it was blocked off. I don't know what they're having, but I saw the inflatables and all those kinds of things, and I had to make a turn and go all the way back almost out to the circle to get back here. But in any event, I want to thank you. If you have any questions, any concerns, don't fail to let me know. I'm here most Sundays, and if I'm not, now, if you look in the phone book and you see my home number and you call me and I don't answer, just leave me a message. I get so many of those calls that if you're not in my directory, it's going to tell me it's a spam. But if you leave me a message, then I'll know. But when I get the information for all class leaders, I will have both home and cell numbers as we have in our system. My number, 334-477-6904. That's my cell. And to fraternity and church members, that's open 24 hours a day, 365. Nothing else, Pastor? 334-477-6904. And Sister Marge, I will be running for you what I believe is the updated list of all of our members with birthdays and things of that sort. Okay? All right. With that, I thank you. Turn back over to Pastor White.
This morning, we're going to prepare ourselves to do a quick rewind. Amen. this is much needed. Thank you again, Presiding Elder. Fantastic job, able to go over some different things and able to put some good oil, amen, on these squeaky wheels. Amen. So now we're ready to be effective in kingdom building. Thank you, Solomon, for inspiring us. I thank God for your energy, and we are in great need of it as a class leader. We need this type of energy, the seriousness of being a class leader. So we are ready. You'll hear from me as your pastor, dealing with the class leaders, call each one, lay out my expectations, and I inspect my expectations. Amen. So we will inspect my expectations. Amen. As class leaders, so we'll call each class leader, lay out my expectations, what I expect. As your pastor, and as we move forward and doing the things of God. So thank you all, thank you all, thank you all. At the time, we have our closing remark from our presiding elder, and we'll be dismissed. Thank you.
Let me just say one more thing before I go do the dismissal. They said that they gave offering to the pastor. Well, we pay the pastor. You sure do. I worked a job. They paid me too, but when I went out in the field, they gave me so much to help me besides my salary. That's my salary, to take care of my family. But you ought to help your pastor to take care of you. Let us stand. Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity that you afforded us to come out this morning with each other, that we might be able to do a greater work in your holy name through your word. Speak to each class leader. Give them spiritual guidance. Give them spiritual strength that they may be able to go on in your holy name. Bless John Chapel in a special manner. Keep us going forward. Keep us going the way that thou would have us to go. We'll stop and give you all the honor and all the glory, because it all belongs to you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.